This is a Day at the Beach podcast, your home for new releases in the worldwide genre of instrumental surf music. This is podcast number 253, and it's being released on August 24th, 2026. The podcast is coming on the heels of the Circuitar 101 Festival here in Southern California, where I picked up lots of the music that you'll be hearing today. But I'm starting off with a new song by Par Avion. The song is called Nazare, and it's off a brand new EP by the band called Good Trips Only. The name of the song, again, is Nazare. If you're not familiar with the name, it's Nazare Portugal. It is known for its monstrous, record-breaking giant waves at Praia do Norte. In addition for its monster waves, the town is also known for preserving deep-rooted Portuguese fishing traditions. So with that in mind, I can see why Bernard would name this song Nazare, himself being an avid fisherman. So let's get the show rolling with Par Avion. This is the Day at the Beach podcast. My name is Clint Beachwood. We'll be right back. there's a pretty incredible first set of music here on the podcast. You just heard the Tourmaliners from right here in San Diego. They have a new LP coming out in another month or so. It's called El Gato, and I got a sneak preview of the title cut. That's what you just heard, El Gato. Before that, Three Balls of Fire, Mike Vernon on lead guitar. That band has been around forever. And they just put out another new album called Guitar City. It's a great LP. The artwork is great. The music is great. I played the Blue Mirage. They are from Austin, Texas. And I just love that LP. And then Par Avion started things off with Nazare from their new EP, Good Trips Only. All of these bands you can find on most streaming sites, if not the usual ones, at least on Bandcamp. Almost all bands are on Bandcamp. But for Par Avion, they are on Apple and Spotify, and check them all out. Great music from these bands. Well, up next are the Valiants. I picked up this 45 at the Surf Guitar 101 Festival. The 7-inch record is called Lobster Claw, and here's a song called Skinwalker. Once again, these are the Valiants, and you're listening to A Day at the Beach.
This is Corky James from the CJs, and you are listening to A Day at the Beach with Clint Beachwood.
We'll be right back.
you just heard a set of West Coast surf music. You just heard Trabants. They're from Portland, Oregon. They played at the Surf Guitar 101 Festival with Eric Penna on lead guitar, and quite a guitar he plays, I must add. The song was Mata Hari, and their new LP is called Mirage. Before that, it was Judo Dojo, and they did a cover of a composer by the name of Chopin. It was Nocturne, and that is on the compilation LP put together by the two members of Judo Dojo, Jacob Heath and Janaea McClure. They put out this album called Orchestral Maneuvers in the Sun, and it is 10 songs by 10 worldwide surf bands doing classical songs by such composers as Beethoven and Bach and Mozart, just to name a few. This collection of songs was a labor of love by the members of Judo Dojo, and it is yours for free if you head on over to Bandcamp. It is a free download. So check that out. Before that, it was the CJs, another LA band along with Judo Dojo. The CJs have a new single out called Tango Lavaz, and you just heard that introduced by Mr. Corky James. Thank you, Corky. And the Valiants going back to Portland and the Salem, Oregon area. I played Skinwalker off their new 7-inch 45 Lobster Claw. Let's move on. Let's head over to Europe for a while. The Tremolo Beer Gut have a new album out. It's called Ask Not What the Tremolo Beer Gut Can Do For You. Here's a couple songs I put back to back. Up first is Bad Juju, then you'll hear Brass Knuckles and Broken Dreams. Once again, this is A Day at the Beach, number 253. Thank you.
Thank you.
couple bands from Belgium. You just heard Humanga Danga doing Shiva Shaker, and that comes from their new LP, Twangamajig. In front of that, Santana Bay Coconuts, my friends from Antwerp. They did Wooden Escalators, and their new LP is called 12 Labors. From France, it was Les Agamemnons. They did a song called Dissimarezi, which means the summer journey. And the Tremolo Beer Gut opened the set with Bad Juju, Brass Knuckles, and Broken Dreams. Well, up next are the Del Novas from Northern California. I picked up a 45 at the Surf Guitar 101 Festival. I'm playing side A, also called Alta, California. And it is not a Western, but an Eastern. In fact, it's a Ponset Eastern. It consists of three movements, the Night Fighters, Pleasure Point, and Tokau Rainfall. A little bit of Pinoy surf music, courtesy the Del Novas.
John Lopez, I didn't think you'd show up.
I wouldn't miss him for the world, Amacio.
Oh, come on, guys. I brought tater tots.
Someone give me a cheeseburger, including the cheese.
Thank you.
from Australia, that was Martin Cilia doing Sunny Sundays from his latest LP, Instromania. Before that, it was The Leviathans from Lafayette, Indiana. The album is Enter the Dusky Realm. I played Enter the Spy Magician. Another band from Austin, Texas in front of that, Ramus. They did Pyrophoric from their album Religion Poisons Everything. And the Del Novas did a Ponset Eastern. Three more songs to round things out. The Banakuras from North Carolina are going to do Sabor Dulce. That's a single they have just put out. The Dragsters from New York City. I'm going to play a song from their 1989 album, Stoked. But the album has been remastered and re-released. I'm going to play a song dedicated to my daughter, Cassie, in Virginia, called Tractor Pull. And then the Surf Cats are going to close out the show doing Surf Dreams.
Thank you.
So, as the sun sets on yet another show, I want to send out a huge thank you to all the bands and record labels who send me music, to Austin Ribbon Mics for sponsoring the show, and especially to you, the faithful listeners of the podcast. So until next time, crank up the reverb, soak up the sun, and keep those good waves rolling in. This has been another Day at the Beach.